Hello and welcome to Cutting Education. I'm Kenya75 on the Twitter, also known as Wendy Joy Sanders.
And I'm Jake Duncan, and that's Duncan Bilingual on the Twitter. I am plus Jake Duncan on Google Plus also.
And I guess I'm, what am I on Google Plus? Plus Wendy Sanders?
Do
I
you have
guess.
a custom URL for Google Plus?
I don't know. That would be a good thing to investigate, I guess, wouldn't it now?
Yes,
Okay.
let's do that.
You can, don't investigate it now. I meant later.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Today we have a special episode for you. This is our after Christmas episode where we're going to share some great things with you that we've really enjoyed over the holidays and some things that we really love.
Yes, I'm excited. I wish we would have gotten to do one before the holidays for Christmas stuff, but life gets in the way. There's an awful lot going on Christmas time. But I'm excited to be able to share some of our favorite things, and I'm looking forward to hearing the things that you wanted to share. And I got to look at some of the show notes, and I'm like, these things look cool. I want to see these things. So I'm excited to get to do this. It's been a while again. I feel like every episode of this, we say how long it's been since we've done one. So hopefully we'll be able to start doing them. Maybe we should make that a New Year's resolution this year.
Yes, that will be in our New Year's episode. That will be one of our goals. I think we're going to have to share goals in that episode. All right, you want me to start with some of the things I like?
Yes, please.
All right, first, I just wanted to share. Let's share our Christmas stuff first, I think. Then we'll do a few of our favorite things. I just wanted to share about something I heard about a few days ago. It started on December 26th, so if you're listening to this anytime soon, think it goes through, it's the 12 days of Apple gifts, so I think it would go through like the 6th of January, which would be about Three Kings Day, January 6th probably, or something like that. Basically, it's an app you can download to your iPhone, and you get something from Apple every day. The first day was Justin Timberlake's four of his songs or something like that, and the second day was, I can't even remember what the second day is. What day is it? I don't even know what day it is. It's hard when you're on vacation to keep track of the days. But the second day was something I didn't really care for, so I didn't download it. I think it was something Beyonce or something like that. Rihanna. I don't know. But anyway, I think this is a
Care
great
for
thing.
that's one of my favorite things now. The fact
Well,
the whole brand new Beyonce album and then there are 14 videos or whatever. Or,
I can't remember what it was, but anyway. I was trying not to fill up my phone because I had to download, this is kind of a tangent, a kind of rabbit trail, but I wanted to save space because I was trying to download the new Walking Dead 2 game, season 2 of the Walking Dead game. So I had to save some room for that. So I didn't download whatever day 2 was. But a couple of people tweeted about it and I saw it and I was like, oh, that's great. And I'm sure they'll probably do it next year if it's a good thing. This year, I would say that's something to look forward to next year is 12 Days of Apple Gifts. And that's my first thing.
yeah, I did not download that. I'm downloading that now.
Right now, as we
I
speak,
probably shouldn't
you're
do as I'm pushing the limits of my Wi-Fi just by having
downloading.
a Google Hangout going on my phone, apparently, or on my mother's computer that I'm borrowing, old PC computer. Obviously, I'm a huge fan of PCs, right?
I think we need to start a Kickstarter for Get Jake Duncan a Mac. I think that's what I need. I'm going to start a Kickstarter for that, I think.
Can that be one of my things, even though I'm not sure what I was talking about,
Sure.
that I love my Chromebook. I love it, and I think that they're pushing the limits of what can be done with just web. And I know it's not just web, but a lot of the apps most everything on a Chromebook really depends on web, that it has to be run through web.
Right. But you know what else I found out, which kind of segues into the same thing, because we're dealing with the issues of not having internet in at our new school IVA in Honduras, which if you haven't watched the episode, you need to watch Techlandia 45 for all those people that are watching to hear about our new school we're starting in Honduras. I found out the other day, which is one of my favorite things that I'm going to share about, that I'll just jump to that one, is that you can run, which you probably knew this already. I'm sure you did. You can run Scratch from a flash drive. So my dad gave me a bunch of flash drives that he said didn't work, which they do work. He just didn't know how to work them. But he's a little technically challenged. But anyway, I am going to load Scratch on these flash drives and give them to my little EdTech women and let them use Scratch at home. And then possibly we can get them for my little friends in Honduras and they can do Scratch on the computer even when they don't have internet. So I'm very excited about that. Like, I Googled that and I found it and I was like, oh my gosh, this is going to be awesome. So I'm very excited about that.
I'm old school, apparently. I didn't know until you were talking about using Scratch for your coding stuff. And it's really bad that I actually did some stuff on coding tools like that and, you know, things, game creators. But I didn't know that you could do Scratch through the web.
I thought Scratch was the download.
I didn't know. I had always downloaded Scratch, you know, for go to the MIT site and download Scratch and, you know, put it onto a PC or a Mac. And I think that even for Linux. I didn't know that you could do it on web, and that's how out of it that I've been.
Wow. All right, what's next?
Well, I have a lot of favorite things. I'm going to say Tumblr in general.
Okay.
I deleted my Tumblr that I used a few years ago. Whenever, you know, every kid had a Tumblr, 2011, I guess. Every kid had a Tumblr. And, now they still use it, but I like it more and more as a way to sort of do collaborative posts that you can let anybody submit things. And really, I just like the whole remix culture. I'm loving the whole remix culture online and I've seen so many presentations on that this year that have just gotten me really excited. I think that the Daring Librarian, Gwyneth Jones, did one at RSCon 4 on sort of memes and using memes in education.
Yep.
Somebody else might have wanted to. But I really love Tumblr. That's really the second place. I wrote a post, and I don't write posts very often, but I wrote a post on my blog on DuncanBilingual.com about, it was just called Raindrops on Roses and Whiskers on Kittens, and it's just a list of my favorite things. Because I share tools a lot. I share everything that I see that's new and looks interesting and looks like it has a lot of potential for education. But really, my post was about what things is it that I actually use every day. And when I get up in the mornings, it depends on the day, how I'm feeling, where I go first to look. But usually, like, one of the first places that I go would be to Reddit, to the front page
right,
of Reddit.
Right, right. I knew you were using Reddit.
Like, whenever I wake up in the morning, I want to see fun stuff, happy stuff. Before I even go to Twitter and look at stuff on Twitter, or Zeit, or any of those Education Dive, or any of those kinds of things, I'll go to Reddit first, and then I'll go to Tumblr, because I just love my Tumblr. There's actually a particular Tumblr that I think is just hilarious that I shared on that blog post, and it's stuff, not exactly stuff, but stuff my teacher says. But it's she. This is like a kid from Canada, and she's like the best Tumblrer. But she's just great as an example of how kids use those types of media. And her blog is great. Really, it's just reblogging other stuff that people share about school and what's going on in their schools. But they're just hilarious, and it's great stuff. It's just a great medium. I love that for a blog. I think that Vicki Davis just moved her Cool Cat Teacher blog again, but I think she moved it to Tumblr, mostly to Tumblr this time. And I like Tumblr. It's one of my favorite things.
You like Tumblr, so what's new? You also like Reddit, which, do you follow any subreddits that you follow, or just the front page?
I do. I follow a lot of subreddits. So. Okay. You know, they even have an EdTech one. It's just not active at all. They have the education one's really active, but EdTech is just not. Drew Tech Minock is over there. I saw that he posted something, and I hope I upvoted it on Reddit. I probably didn't really, but he posted something on the EdTech, and that was one of the last things. Shelley Blake Plock posts over there, but really there aren't too many people that I've seen post on the EdTech one, but. You know, I follow the Houston one. There are really an awful lot of them that I follow.
I have to say, though, that you were one of the, like, I've talked about Reddit before, not on our podcast, but I'll say something about Reddit to people, and they have no idea what Reddit is. They just have no clue. They're like, Reddit? What's that? Because Alexis Ohanian, he was one of the co-founders of Reddit. He donated, I probably told you this, but he donated to one of my Donors Choose projects 2 years ago. And I didn't really know what Reddit was, and I was like, who's this guy? And then I Googled him, and I was like, oh my gosh, like, this guy just donated to my Donors Choose project, and he's awesome. This guy loves teachers. He's a great guy. Great, great guy.
That is awesome.
And if you haven't read his book, Without Their Permission, that's a good book to read. I read it. I bought it. Well, read some of it, I guess. Didn't read all of it, you know. That's me. I read about half the books I have. So.
Well, I haven't gotten to do enough of that yet over the break, but that's all I do normally on break is read and read and read.
But you're not sitting in a normal place with all your...
That's the coolest thing in the world that, you know, you have the Reddit founder back you on Donors Choose. How cool.
Absolutely, absolutely. You need to be sitting in a room with all your books so you can look like, you know, you're reading your books.
I have more books that I need to be, that I've gotten, that's actually been a few Christmas presents and birthday presents are books from, you know, the very special people in my life.
Aww. And,
yeah, so I've got more books that I need to read and try to catch up on.
How special.
But that's my favorite thing of all time. Does that count? Do actual, because you do give me, now you say you don't give me a hard time about some things, but you definitely give me a hard time about how much I love real, honest, tangible paperback and hardcover books.
Yes, I do. I agree. I give you a hard time about books. I do. Because I don't, I'm not a reader, and I'll say that on Twitter. I don't care. I'm not a reader, but I will read stuff on my Kindle app on my phone because I can lay in bed and just hold my phone. And then when I do it on my computer, I can have the glow of Get Flux, the low glow, you know, not the blue screen. I don't know. I like reading on a screen. I think it's maybe I'm ADD or something. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. Anyway. All right, let's move on.
That was 2-in-1. How nice was that? That was Tumblr plus Reddit, which
awesome.
Is pretty big favorite things, I think, by the way, too.
Those are awesome things. All right, I am going to share about my new favorite thing, which I wish I would have gotten into earlier. It's called SketchUp Pro, and it is I don't know how to explain it. Maybe you can help me here. Is it? Have you ever used CAD before?
Yeah.
Okay.
I had an AutoCAD class whenever I was in high school.
Is it like AutoCAD then or no?
Sort of.
Okay. Anyway, it allows you to basically draw things and create renderings of all different neat things like houses or just real life stuff. You know, like, I don't even know how to explain it. It's just... It's like a program that architects might use and that actually real architects do use. And the coolest thing is I met a guy on the bus the other day on my mega bus adventures to Chicago for winter break. And he showed me like 15 minutes worth of a little tutorial, just him showing me how to use SketchUp Pro. And then I went to find it and I Googled it on the internet and I was like, oh... You can just, teachers can get a download of it through, can they do it through TCEA, did we decide?
Yes.
Yes, so the TCEA website, you can go there to the Learn tab and find out how to download it, but it is the coolest thing because I'm really excited about how I can get teachers to, or not necessarily teachers, but how I can get my kids at school to use SketchUp Pro to kind of draw in that real world application. Like one thing I want to have them do in January is have some of my kids sketch and create real furniture, like furniture that they could use in the classroom to kind of transform their learning space, because that's been one of my exciting things lately. And I love SketchUp Pro. It's so far, it's been pretty user-friendly and easy to use on my Mac. And I found out that we have it on all our computers in the computer lab have SketchUp, and I think that our laptops might have SketchUp too, which we have like 8 or 9 carts with laptops. So I think we have like 200, 250 laptops. So I'm very excited about that because it's a great program. And like you looked up, it's valued at $495. So if you don't have your copy of SketchUp Pro, get online and Google it and find it and give them academic proof that you're a teacher. I know I just emailed them from my my school account, my school email, and they emailed back about a day later, and I know you said the same thing when you got it, right? So it was quick, right?
It was really quick. I was really impressed how quick it was.
So it's very, very, very valuable. I can't believe that no one in my district has said anything, or maybe I just don't remember them saying anything about it. I just can't believe no one said anything. Maybe they feel like we're overwhelmed and they don't want to add one more thing, but it's so cool. It's the coolest thing, and I'm really excited about transferring what we make on SketchUp to actual real world stuff, to possibly making our own furniture in person with it. So anyway, that's it. SketchUp Pro.
I think that, yeah, you can really do some really powerful stuff with it. I think that when we were talking about it, we mentioned that that's basically what they use to create the 3D buildings that are part of Google Earth. That Google Earth layer. And that's, you can actually do that with SketchUp, that you can, anything you build in SketchUp, you can export it as a KML file, and then you can add it into your Google Earth.
Right.
So I wanted to have my kids basically create a civilization, give them an area of the desert in the world, or anywhere really, and have them build different buildings through SketchUp, export those KML layers, and we'll add them onto our Google Earth and basically have that civilization on our Google Earth.
Right.
That you could save those. That seems really fun to me. I mean, they could do so much with it. But I think before that, whenever I had first used SketchUp, they would assign you that Google would sort of assign you a building to create, and that if you created that building for them, recreated it, I guess, then that building would become part of the actual Google Earth 3D buildings.
Wow.
So that was really, you know, it's definitely powerful stuff. I mean, it obviously is, if it's $500 for an actual individual license, and that, you know, through TCEA in Texas, you can have up to 300 simultaneous licenses going. And so I'm sure it's that way outside of Texas also, but TCEA is the provider of those licenses through the state of Texas. But it's really powerful stuff. You can do some very cool things with it.
I love how you draw stuff in. I love how you have these real examples like that you can specifically use for your, because you have a very specific thing you teach, a very specific subject. And I love how you always draw it in and just, you are very specific about, I could do this and I could do this, because I think we need ideas like that. I think teachers and people need those creative ideas, like, oh yeah, I could do that. I could have them create this and that. And, you know, I think I hear too often that people don't have time to teach technology, or they don't have time to teach a program, and it's like, well, you could do it this way with SketchUp and Google Earth, and you'd be doing real life application, collaboration, and all these things, creativity, and you're not like, it's not an add-on. Technology shouldn't be an add-on. It should just be something that you're using it with it, you know, like we don't add on books. It's not like, gosh, I don't have time to teach using a book, you know, because it's just an extra thing.
Yeah, I agree. Oh, since we mentioned Craig Yen, I wanted to, you know, definitely give a shout out to Craig Yen. I saw a post recently. I've been playing Minternet over the past few weeks. So I basically get on the internet for about a minute at a time. And I briefly saw that there was a post, or at least a tweet about how that Craig Yen should be the shout out for the follow of the year, that he basically keeps up with everything going on the internets and shares all of that stuff. He let us know that it was Nina on the RSCon 4 who did the meme.
Oh.
And I retweeted it from the cutting EDGU Twitter also. But he's sharing awesome. He always shares awesome stuff. And using the cutting EDGU hashtag. How awesome is that? So just thanks to Craig Yen. And if you're watching this and somehow don't follow Craig Yen, you definitely need to be following in it. That's Craig Yen, C-R-A-I-G. Yen on the Twitters, but he's sharing some awesome stuff. This makes it seem like we're actually talking about some great stuff. I mean, obviously we're talking about some really great things, but he's sharing all this stuff on Twitter, and how cool is that? That thanks, Craig, for sharing all this, because we can't keep up with I can't multitask. I can't do more than one thing at a time. So, so thanks for sharing all this stuff. And I'm not sure if the TCEA stuff is just for, I think it probably is just for Texas educators, but I'm sure there's a deal for SketchUp for California also.
Yeah, I just looked, like, I didn't find my SketchUp Pro license through TCEA. When I found it the other day, I just Googled SketchUp Pro, and then it was, like, some other website called, like, Creation Engine or something like that. And it said on it, they're like a reseller of SketchUp Pro, and they said, if you're an educator and you want a free thing, then write this email. And I can put it, if we make a mammoth board or a Pinterest board or something, I can put the link to it on there. Maybe a mammoth board. I don't know if I've done a mammoth board lately, but anyway, I could do it on there, and then people could have the information, because obviously everyone that's watching is not from Texas, although you know who is watching right now.
Marnie Moose. Shout out to Marnie Moose.
Yeah, follow her. iPad Sammy's other half. I almost said...
Better half?
Better half. Right. Yeah, better half.
We can say that, because he's probably not watching.
Right, we can say that. Okay, what's next? Are you sharing something else next?
This is something different. I don't ever talk about this. Simple. Because I, on that little post that I wrote about a few of my favorite things, I mentioned this, and I feel bad for not remembering who it was. It was Sean Williams up in Oregon. He said, you know, he'd never heard of it, but Simple, I think it's just simple.com, is my bank, my favorite bank. I actually like my bank. I have a few, and it's the one that I like, but it's online. It's basically, the bank is basically an app, and yeah. They send you the card, you can change, it's just got lots of great features, but Simple Bank is one of my favorite things recently. It will alert you, and I know that a lot of people's apps for their banks will do a lot of these things, but there's no overhead. I'm not paying for anything. There are no fees, you earn your interest and all that kind of stuff. And you could start with, you could transfer money from an existing account to start your account with Simple just to see if you're interested in it. But basically, they'll just send you your card. If your card's stolen, you can deactivate your card. Or if you lose your card, you could deactivate it through the app. And you could reactivate it if you find it. You could change your PIN through it. You get notifications anytime that you do something. If I go to McDonald's and I buy a coffee and then drive through about 5-10 minutes later, it's going to send me a notification saying that this went through and this processed. So... I'm guessing that a lot of other people's banks do the same stuff, but I have other banks that just, the apps are horrible, and I want to do a lot more stuff through the apps if possible,
mm-hmm.
besides even going to the website and things like that. So, and they're from Oregon was the thing about Sean Williams that he mentioned, and he's Sean I, S-T-A-N-I on Twitter. We'll give some Twitter shout-outs today, why not? But I'm sure that if people know or are watching us, then they've got to know about these people.
Right.
But who knows? Maybe not. Maybe that's possible.
They follow. They find people to follow on that other podcast that we talk about sometimes.
That's true. We talk about them. That's the only people who are watching ours are the people who watch that other podcast that yes, were for some
the,
reason
the not other mentioned. Podcast.
Right.
But I really like that.
And I think that it's where banks are going to go. That we don't need these brick and mortar structures for everything. That it also does will find free ATMs for you. And my local bank, which is not affiliated with this bank at all, or its parent bank, the actual brick and mortar one, but it will find ATMs for you that are free within the app also. So if there's one near me out in Splendora, Texas. And it's within 2 miles of me, then I'm sure that there are free ATMs for everyone, you know, out in cities maybe, in a little less rural, more urban areas. But so I'd say check out Simple if you're interested in possibly moving banks because your bank charges you overdraft fees for, you know, $35 for for going over for a dollar and stuff like that, then Simple's a good one to check out.
I'm looking at it right now. It looks interesting. I don't know if I'd need to switch banks, but because I have a very large National Bank. I don't know if I need to switch, but I don't know. We'll see. I'll check it out.
They really upset me sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. All right. The next one, I think this is our last, this is my last favorite thing. Not that I don't have a whole bunch, but this is the last favorite thing I'm going to share. This is my Mophie, which I always say that word and people kind of look at me funny, but it is a case, and mine looks like this. It happens to have a Haiku Deck sticker on the back, but it's a case, and it goes on, and you can, I know on the podcast, on the audio podcast, you won't be able to see it, but basically you put your phone in, and then you plug it together, and you can charge it, like, you can charge your phone, you put it to green. It's really been handy. I think someone from Twitter that I met in real life told me about it, but it's handy because at some of these conferences that I started going to, I would run out of battery life and have to recharge, and I love my Mophie because it's a case, and I can charge my, mine is all out of charge right now, I think, but I can charge my phone, and it gives me like another 100% battery life, so I love it. I super love it, and I never went back to putting an old case on it because I love my battery charging Mophie so much. And it's about $80, and I bought mine from the Apple store, but I'm sure you can get them other places online. So yay for the Mophie!
Yay. How does it work? Does it show up, does your the battery on your phone show up as 200%?
No, it's just like as soon as I get down to like 20% or any, it'll only go up to 100%, but it'll show charging. Like right now it's not charging. I think I used it all. But like it's the end of the day, I'm at 75%, and I know I've charged it today. It's not charging anymore. It's, you can press the button on the back, and it'll show if you have any things left, and you can see I have nothing left in there. So I'll charge it tonight. But I still am at 75%. So yeah, it won't go to 200%. But once you get down real low, then it'll keep charging up to 100%. So
cool. That's
awesome. Maybe that's what I need to get you for Christmas, a Mophie.
I don't have a Mophie, but I have, you know, one that's you charge by USB, and I keep it charged for things like that. I just never seem to have it with me whenever my phone's dying.
Oh, okay.
At some place, I'll have it in my bag where I left my actual charger. But yeah, that's definitely a great thing to have, I think. So yeah, I do need to get one of those then, as the case. I don't have a case for my phone. Right now, I don't have a case for my phone.
Well, but it has a color on it, so. Yeah. I don't know if I don't know if they have a Mophie for the 5C or 5S. Is it this? It's a different size, right, than the 5, or is it the same size?
No, I don't have a 5. I went from 4, from the old regular 4 to the 5C.
Oh, wow. I'm sorry.
Can we hold? What should we do? Let's hold them up and see if are they the same size.
Well, my Mophie's on mine, so like you can't tell because mine looks real big, but it stops like right there. See?
They look like they're probably the same size.
Maybe. But I wondered if, because yours kind of looks like it has something, you know, with the color on it, it kind of looks weird, like it has something extra on it, you know?
Yeah. You know, the thing, I don't know, do you have, what's the app called? Darn it, I'm not going to remember. The Cyclotron?
Which one is that?
Cycloramic? Cycloramic?
I've never heard of that.
It's the app that will let you take, I guess, shout out to it. I'm not sure. It's not one of my favorite things because of my phone. It lets you take the panoramic pictures, and I guess the phone vibrates. You can sit your phone up, and it will vibrate the phone around, so it will do a 360-degree picture.
No way.
But not with my phone because the case, it will not stand up. My phone just doesn't stand up, so it doesn't work. So maybe with the case it would. But so I paid for that app because I was like, this is so cool. You just sit the phone here on the table. And I tried to show somebody. I was like, this is so awesome. And then it just falls over.
Did you know they have a free version of it, though?
Do what?
They have a free version of it.
I should have gotten the free version of it.
I'm going to download it right now and try it out.
Well, I was going to say, I don't know if it'll work or not. But I got some paper clips out, and I was trying to like prop it up so that I could show people that it actually worked. And they could tell that it was, you know, it would spin around, but it's just another one of those apps that I don't know that how often I would use it. It would, maybe I really would use it if it worked. I think it's one of the ones that I would just be tempted just to show people how cool Some of like Word Lens. How Word Lens is still one of my favorite things. It's $5 for that app, but it translates the real world. That's one of those mind-blowing things.
Did I tell you my friend was using it in Honduras?
No.
Awesome. Yes, like we were sitting there in the kitchen, and we were trying to read a paper that had gone home to the students, and he got out, he's like, oh, have you seen this app? And I'm like, Word Lens, yes. And I downloaded it, but then I never like picked a language because it was like $5, and I'm like, oh my gosh, and it was so cool. It was awesome. I agree that Word Lens, shout out to Word Lens. Yay. We'll have to put that in our thing. We can definitely tweet them
because maybe they'll give us maybe they'll send us a free copy for one of my students or something. But that comes in, you know, that's on one of my favorite things. The post for one of my favorite things is because I really do use that every day. And sometimes it's because I'll be reading, you know, we read our texts. Our text is in Spanish, so sometimes we'll actually read from our book and there's a word on there and I'm like, I don't know what that word means. So I open Word Lens and I just hold it up to the text, you know,
That's awesome.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh. And so sometimes whenever my kids ask, I'll just, you know, let's try to decode this and figure out what this means. Let's look at the context clues while I'm trying to open the app.
And let me see what it really means.
Yeah. So you guys, you tell you what, think, pair, share. Do people still do that? Still call it think, pair, share. Anyway, get with your elbow partner or your eyeball partner, and let's figure out what that word means really quick. You have 30 seconds to do that while I'm opening up the app to find out what it means without having to do that. Because sometimes you really can't. Sometimes the words are just not, there's no context to figure out what a word means.
Right, right.
Or I think I know and I'm not quite sure and somebody will ask, but.
Right.
I love it. I think that's awesome. Tangent, right? I think I might just have ADD.
Well, I think both of us probably have ADD.
Yeah.
All right, let's get on to your Christmas stuff. Well, all of our Christmas stuff. The stuff that we found.
Oh, wait. Can I have one more favorite thing?
Okay. Tell me your favorite thing.
Our Tech Ninja Todd got a Jawbone 24, which I'm jealous of.
Are you going to get one?
No. No, I'm happy with my regular old school up. I finally lost my I'm not sure if you could tell, but I finally lost my cap for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm getting they give you a replacement cap. But I'm happy with this. I know everybody else has the Fitbit. So I'm just going to go with my favorite thing is wearable technology in general, because this coming year all of these awesome things, the Mayo armband and my Epiphany eyewear glasses, and this is too many things at one time, right? But the Nime band that does authentication, did you see that when I tweeted that out?
I have not seen that.
It's another bracelet. I'm going to be loaded up with device bracelets. So my Jawbone Up is my favorite thing right now. It tracks I use it to track the food that I eat, which I just need the app for that. But it tracks my steps. It tracks my sleep. Tells me how long I was how long it took me to go to sleep, how many times I woke up, how much deep sleep I had, as opposed to not deep sleep, to light sleep.
Light sleep, yeah.
How much REM sleep that I had, all those types of things. And I love that. And then it lets you track your trends, and if you actually input your food and stuff like that, it just becomes so much more useful. But I love it. Like it's been my favorite thing this year, and I really wear it, you know, I wear it most of the time.
How much was that?
I think it was probably more than the Fitbit at the time. I was going between the Nike Fuel Band, the Fitbit Flex, and I guess it's the Force now is the better one, but I don't know because I don't have that, and the Jawbone Up. And apparently it was like 2 weeks before all of my friends decided to buy one, and they all went with Fitbit. But now that Tech Ninja Todd has the Jawbone Up 24, then I can say I'm happy. I have a team now. So it was me and a couple of British guys were the people who I knew from my Twitter that actually had them and used them. But I love it. I love all of that stuff, that it tracks all that stuff. And some people just really think, why? Why do you want it to do that? But I think the more you use it, the more you find trends and things that you can do to actually alter your lifestyle and to change your behaviors. And I'm trying to beat, but you know, last Saturday I only took 8,000 steps. So this time I'm going to try and take 8,500. And it just gives me some motivation. I really like it. But
that's cool.
I'm excited about all of those things. I'm excited about I'm not getting Google Glass because, well, hopefully they won't actually be $1,500. They're only going to be like $300 when they finally.
Oh, wow.
I don't know, but hopefully they're not going to be that whenever they actually do come out for consumer purchase. I can't imagine that anybody pay $1,500 except
you
for
can't
these people.
Imagine. Wow.
I can imagine. I can't. anyway, so I'm really excited about all of the wearable technology. My Epiphany eyewear glasses are the ones that really I think it was the afterthought that they were like, let's make these turn into sunglasses. So they'll have like a little button to push, and they go from the hipster kind of glasses into real sunglasses. I don't know. Not like they lower or something, but the glass becomes tinted. And they're also a recording device, so you could just record from it. And I think that that's really nice. You know, I'm so into all of this, the wearable technology and all that kind of stuff, that as soon as they come out with the contact lens that, you know, becomes augmented reality and does everything that the Google Glass does, I'm going to get that too. I'll wear that. It'll probably end up giving me some kind of crazy cancer or something, but I'll even try that. But the NIMI band does authentication for you. So it lets you use gestures to, your TV will recognize that you're there, and you don't have to authenticate for your TV, but if it's within a certain distance of my phone, then my phone will automatically authenticate for me, and I won't have to put in a passcode. It'll log me onto my computer if I wave my arm over it, and all those types of things. That's only $79, the NIMI band. I'm not sure when that's coming out, but all of these things that just make everything easier, and all I have to do is just be there, just be at a certain location, and these things will make things happen. How about the Internet of Things is going to be that's my thing that I love more than anything, is the Internet location doing things for me.
That's awesome.
So I get close to my house and my AC is going to turn on to the right temperature and all of those types of things. All of the remote applications of making our things do other things for us. Make everything do everything else for us.
Robots. Hey, do you like your up band?
I like my up band. It's pretty cool.
That's awesome. Hey, you know what? I have an app that does my sleep. It was 99 cents. Sleep Cycle.
Mm-hmm.
So I paid 99 cents, and then I have a free app, MyFitnessPal, where I chart my food. And another
Don't you
one
have to put your phone underneath your pillow for that app or something?
Not underneath your pillow. But I don't want to wear a bracelet to bed either. You put it under your sheet of your bed, and then you put it down.
When you're sleeping, you still have to sleep with your phone.
I sleep with my phone.
You might be addicted, just
but
barely.
You cannot. The thing is, you can't see it. It's under the sheet, so it's like, do you understand?
I actually turn my phone off at night. How crazy is
that? Well, no. Wait a minute. Wait, you power it down, are you saying?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay.
I physically take the power button and I push and I hold down the power button until that little... Have you seen there's this red bar?
I saw it once.
Like, it will show up on the top of your screen and you can slide that and your phone will actually turn up.
I actually just put it in airplane mode. That's what I do.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Sleep Cycle is a cool app, too.
It is
and,
a cool
and Moves,
app.
I mean, you could have, if you wanted to have the combination of a lot of apps, then you could have, you know, Sleep Cycle and use Moves during the day.
Right. Well, and it's, I don't want to spend the money on getting a wearable technology because I don't know. It's cool, but I can't afford that right now. I know you got it a while ago.
You know they're going to come down. I mean, I don't know. I think that I'm going to end up with too many, I'm going to have our, like, bracelets all over and, you know, I don't know. The bracelets aren't so bad. I don't think that that's obtrusive the way that some of the stuff, you know, is going to be.
Right.
I think that they'll figure out what works and what doesn't, what people want for that kind of stuff. I'm not sure. But
all right.
Can I get one more shout out?
Do a shout out.
Okay. I know this is. I don't know. How long have we been? I'm listing all of the favorite things that I'm going to have for this next year. I don't have it to show, and I'll show it on the New Year's episode that we're gonna. But I ordered from E1, I think it's just E1 Timepieces.
Yeah.
E1 Timepieces. They've created a watch called the Bradley.
Yeah.
And it's It was basically based on, well, I guess they named it the Bradley after, I don't know, I should know more before I start talking about it. But he was an Olympic swimmer who is blind, and so it's an accessible watch. It's a watch that you don't need to, for blind people, where it doesn't talk to you. It's not, again, obtrusive. It doesn't make noise so that everyone, you know, knows the blind guy needs to know what time it is. It's a watch that has these balls on the outside of it, and you can, they're magnets. And so you can feel the watch, sort of like almost like a sundial, but it's just barely protrudes from the watch. But so you could just feel the watch to see what time it is.
It was obviously a Kickstarter, right?
It was a Kickstarter, yes. But I'm gonna, they're finally sending it to me, and I'm really excited. I don't know why I'm so excited to have a watch, but so now, instead of me grabbing my phone whenever I'm in a staff meeting,
yeah.
Don't tell me. Whenever I'm in a staff meeting and I'm like, has this really gone on for an hour and a half? Really? What in the world? People, please, just let's go. Anyway, so then I could just sort of feel my wrist to be able to tell what time it is. And yes, we really have gone an hour and 45 minutes at this staff meeting. It's time to leave. But I think that, and so you don't look rude whenever people are talking to you and you have to be somewhere, then you can just feel. But it's an accessible watch. And I love the idea of, well, I mean, I love accessibility. I think that's going to be a trend for this year, is making all of these things much more accessible for everyone and for people with disabilities, but really, yeah. Just, I'm not going to say learning styles, because, you know, learning styles don't really exist, but for the different intelligences and for those types of things, I really like that kind of stuff. I'm excited about that thing. Even though I don't have it yet, it's another one of my favorite things. How many favorite things has that been for me?
Probably a million.
Okay. Can I have that many favorite things?
I think everything that there is your favorite thing.
We didn't mention both of our favorite thing recently. Both of our favorite thing is what website?
Duolingo?
Oh, no.
Oh, thisiswhyimbroke.com.
This is why I'm broke. Yes, that's our favorite website.
That's the sad thing is that you can get so caught up on it. I told someone about it, and we ended up looking at it. Not you, somebody else, who I won't mention his name. And we just were looking at it all day long. It was like, okay, don't tell anyone, but we're looking at thisiswhyimbroke.com. What's the new thing? We're scrolling by the newest thing, so yes. Yes, if you haven't seen thisiswhyimbroke.com, do not go there, because you will waste all your time there. And I learned my lesson one night, and just don't
go
there.
Hopefully just your time, though. Hopefully not all of your money there also.
No, I can't spend it. Maybe people could just go there and buy me stuff, but I can't spend any money. I need.
That's what, you know, I said that. I said that to Shelley the other day. I said, this is why I'm broke needs a wish list like Amazon. I mean, I know it's most of the stuff is on Amazon, but you need to be able to just have an individual custom URL, Jake's wish list for This Is Why I'm Broke. Just put all of the things that we want there.
Yeah. I mean, there are some things I don't want. I mean, when you say you're going to buy one of everything, I don't know if that's such a good idea. But, like, there's... The egg
we
one.
Talked about a couple of. We don't need to mention the ones that we don't want, do we? Some of them are really.
No, we don't. But I am going to get you the bacon body wash, I think, someday when I have some money. I'm going to buy you the bacon. I think I'm going to buy it for you and bring it to TCEA so you can wear it for your little thing you're doing with that guy at TCEA. That's what I'm going
to do. Yes, because I was going to say he's the bacon guy, too. He's the one who came up with the name of that session.
Well,
that.
Maybe I should bring it for him, then. I don't know him, but I'll bring it for him.
Yeah, I've almost forgotten what it was called. Come see us at TCEA at Google Apps Scripts Plus.
Bacon?
Do you know what it's called?
Plus I don't
bacon
know.
Awesomeness?
Something with bacon in the title. I just yes. That'll get the guys there, I think, the bacon. They'll be like, ooh, free bacon? What's it
app
this
app scripts one? And bacon? I am there, right?
Yes. All right.
That was another one of my favorite things, but I'm not going to... No, it's not a favorite thing, but later on... We're going to have to try. I'm mentioning it anyway. Because okay. Why not mention all the things, right?
All the things.
That's another one of my favorite posts that I've just recently seen is 39 things that are 39 words that need to disappear, something along those lines, and one of them is all the things.
Well,
it's like the post is about about words that people don't need to quit using.
I like that, all the things.
All the things.
I like that.
But, so what are we up to now? What are we doing? Okay, because I don't know. I think I said about 100 of my favorite.
I don't know if we're going to be able to share all these things, are we? And I mean, we have so many.
Oh, are we looking at? Let's look at the notes. No, I wasn't going to share any of those. Okay. I do think that, yeah, some of these things are pretty awesome. How about we not share any of those things and we just move on?
Okay, and why don't we go to You're Doing It Wrong?
Right on. Let's go to You're Doing It Wrong. My You're Doing It Wrong, to begin with, is don't do too many things. I think that a lot of us try to use everything that's available. And I think that we should really just use the things that work. And we don't really need to use things just for the sake of using them.
Right.
But if Google Docs work really well for something, then just use a Google Doc. You don't need to go out of your way to try something that's needless.
Right.
But in general, I think a lot of us do this one. So I'll say, you're doing it wrong if you're doing everything. Don't do too much.
I agree. I think it overwhelms people too, like especially people that are kind of newbies to technology or using technology. When you start saying, okay, first, you know, we're going to make a haiku deck and then we're going to insert it in this and then we're going to put it there, and you know, and I just think that just overwhelms people. They need one thing at a time. One thing. Even I always say, if teachers have to click more than once, even sometimes one time, they're not going to use it necessarily. If they've just got too much to do, you need to not overwhelm them. So.
Gotcha.
All right. And I'm just going to end with our positive thing at the end here. So I think we're going to need to wrap it up, I think, right? We're good for wrapping it up? Okay. Well, guess
what? What are you doing? What's going on? By the way, you're in Chicago, right?
I am in Chicago, and I'm sitting on my mom's bed podcasting, and I'm thinking she's going to be going, Wendy, I need to go to sleep now. She's going to be like, aren't you done yet? You've been on with Jake for a long time.
You kids and your podcast, we need a time for bed. But your mom is awesome, by the way. Your mom sounds nothing like that. I finally got to hang out with your mom. And how cool was that?
Yeah, she's awesome. She's very awesome. We've gone to loads of movies this week. We've just had so much fun. You would never, if I told you how old she was, you would never believe me.
I'm sure.
You would never believe me. So, all right, I'm going to wrap it up here. I just want to encourage everyone to take this time. If you're listening to this during Christmas break, or even the weekend before school comes back on, before you have to go back to the kidlets and start the new month, the new year, 2014, I want to encourage you guys to just recharge and take some time for yourself and, you know, go get a pedicure or go get a massage or take a walk or do something for yourself, because I think that as teachers we're always thinking about school. What do I have to do next? What do I have to do? I got to finish this assignment. I know our teachers had some things they had to do over break because they didn't do them, and there really wasn't time to do them during school the last few days with it being crazy before Christmas break. But just take time to recharge and maintain balance, because, you know, if you're not feeling good, if you're not filled up emotionally, your tank isn't filled up, then your kids, you're not going to be very useful to your kids, and your kids need you to be on 100%. So that's just my encouragement. And that's for you too, Jake. That's for you to take care of yourself also and get some rest and relax and not just mow the lawn. unless you like that.
I do. I do like mowing the lawn. Why do I get I get flack for that too? My goodness. Well, what better way to end? Follow us on Twitter at CuttingEDGU. Check out our blog, Cutting Education. That's CuttingEDGU, CATION.com. We're on Google+. We're on iTunes. There's the bit.ly link. It's a bit.ly/CuttingEducation, and you can follow. You can subscribe to us on iTunes. We're excited to be there, right?
Yay, yes.
So thanks so much. What better way to end? You're absolutely right. I could not agree more. We've got to do that. So I guess we should start now, right?
Yes.
All right. Thanks so much, everybody, for watching, and thanks for listening.
Go forth and learn. We'll be right back.